This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and thanks for listening, and thanks in advance for being a part of the inauguration of a president. That's right. We're going to make Maya Angelous of all of you out there. If Robert Frost can deliver a poem for the inauguration of a president, what about a poem of the people, by the people, for the people? That's right. We're talking about a crowdsourced inaugural poem that we start and you finish. Why? It's a public radio, social media, poetry, populist combo package.
Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo.
That's another story later on in the hour. American poet Kwame Dawes will join us in just a moment for this inaugural poetry project, so get ready to tweet in verse. But first, there will be plenty of tweeting later today, none of it in verse, when President Obama announces his new agenda on gun control, a response to last month's deadly school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. There will be a broad range of recommendations involving legislation and executive orders the president may try and implement immediately. But many communities aren't waiting for the feds to act. New York has already passed new legislation on assault weapons, and there are many kinds of reactions to the Newtown shooting that we've already noted. In Ohio, we're going to talk about how teachers have reacted by reaching out for assurances that their schools, their workplaces, are safe from mass murderers with heavy weapons. The Buckeye Firearms Foundation, headquartered in Ohio, just launched a program called the Armed Teacher Training Program, which offers weapons and medical training to teachers and other school staff for free. Now, the surprising piece here is that more than 1,200 people have signed up. Jim Irvin is president of the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. He joins me now. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also with us is Patricia Frost Brooks, president of the Ohio Education Association. Patricia, thanks for being here.
Hi, John. Thank you very much, too.
Patricia, let me start with you. On principle, do you object in any way to a teacher after the Newtown shooting, where teachers did get killed, reaching out and trying to figure out if there's a way for them to get trained in firearms protection?
You know, John, the question is not about teachers being trained in firearms. The question that we should be asking is how safe can we make our schools without people carrying firearms? Because one of our duties as teachers and educators, and that includes bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and secretaries, and all other, and custodians, our duty is to make sure that we provide a safe and secure public school place for our students to learn.
Okay.
And we are the academic leaders.
Do you object to Jim Irvine's program offering this training free for teachers?
Yes, as a president of the OEA, yes, we object and reject that that teachers should be able to carry firearms into schools.
All right, let's get a comment. What is the mission of this training program, Jim Irvine?
She was so close. When she said this is about making our schools safer, she was exactly right. And then she went on to add, without guns. That's like saying I want to make my kids safe in a car without seatbelts. You don't do it except for something. We do everything we can to make our kids safe. This is not about guns. It's about safety. Armed teachers are not the answer. They're a layer of protection. And we owe our kids a lot of layers of protection so that when we have multiple failures, like we have numerous times, we don't end up with numerous casualties.
Now, look, I'm a student in the school, Jim, and the bullets start popping off. I get under my desk. If suddenly there are three or more, or teachers running down the hall from the shop class with their weapons loaded, all of a sudden there could be a lot more bullets in the situation. How do you train to prevent a complete free-for-all shooting spree?
Well, if the problem is we've got three good guys with guns and one bad guy with guns, I will take that problem over Columbine or Sandy Hook or any other school shooting where the only guy that has a gun is a bad guy just slaughtering our children. I think the idea that we can invent a situation that's worse than that is simply not accurate. It's not going to get worse than one guy slaughtering our children, no matter what.
All right. So, Jim, tell me about the teachers who have signed up. 1,200 people. Was that more than you expected?
Yeah, it was more than we expected. And they're continuing to come in, and it's not just from Ohio. We've got over 1,200 from Ohio, but we've also got at least 20 some other states represented too. One of the comments from one of the teachers that strikes me is, I'm a former law enforcement officer. I maintain my accreditation. I carry a gun every place I go except when I'm protecting my children. That should touch us all. The idea that we are going to intentionally deny the person who we would call to protect our children from doing that doesn't make any sense. That is bad policy.
All right, Patricia Frost Brooks, let's get a comment from you.
Yeah, you know, as I said before, our teachers are academic leaders. They're not Annie Oakley and Wyatt Earps in their school districts. And there's other ways that we can make our schools safe. And I was with a group of teachers last night, not only our teachers, but our families, because teachers want to go home to their families. And some of the suggestions that teachers came up with is the newer buildings, making sure that they have shatterproof windows there, making sure that there are cameras in the schools. They can have swipe cards. They can have a buzzer system that lets parents in and out or any other visitor that is in and out. Staff having ID cards and visitors having ID cards also in the schools.
All right, Patricia Frost Brooks, let's find, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but Jim and Patricia, I'm wondering if we can find some common ground. What if, thinking of the Newtown case, if there was a way to arm guards in the parking lot to prevent someone determined coming to shoot their way in, as Adam Lanza apparently did, and keep inside the school weapons free? Jim, you first, then Patricia.
If you could guarantee that would happen, that's outstanding. But what we've seen is Newtown, Connecticut did a lot of things right. They still couldn't keep that guy out. You need somebody on the inside to defeat the guy when he's in there. And if somebody can show me a better way than an armed person, show it to me. I would love to see it, but nobody has.
Patricia Frost Brooks, you got the last word here.
Yes, you know, $4.3 billion have been taken out of public health spending from 2009 to 2012. And we need in the schools more counselors, more social workers, more school psychologists and nurses so that teachers can detect these type of problems with students and that they can privately refer the student and their family.
All right. Well, thank you very much for a multi-layered. That was a nuanced conversation between two people who obviously disagree. Patricia Frost Brooks, president of the Ohio Education Association, and Jim Irvine, president of the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. Patricia and Jim, thanks so much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.